Sebastian, I'm curious. You have a close game like that out of the gate. Does that help set the tone to get the team focused and not a blowout win, but a close game to the end, start the season kind of a pressure way to get guys up to speed first game of the year?
I don't know. Obviously, like you were saying earlier, I think, you know, we kind of pulled that one out in the end and, you know, a little bit luck on the side. But, you know we didn't play well enough, and we got some fixing to do and adjustments to do and, you know, watch some film and, you know, start working on it tonight or today.
Yeah, you know, much like the, I think we talked to you after that week three preseason game, and it was just preseason, so all that really matters is wins and losses, but a lot of room for improvement. I would imagine Bill, just with just a couple days to prepare, will, I'm sure, break down and get on you guys a little bit here.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I think every guy that has been here, you know, knows that we haven't played well, and, you know, there's much room for improvement. I think we'll play better than that, and, you know, that's our goal to do that, you know, coming up on Thursday.
It seemed like Buffalo was putting an undue amount of pressure on Brady. Did they show something that that was different from what you were expecting?
I don't know. I mean, you can't really expect much in the first game, you know, in the preseason. I mean, I'm sure you know that. So they don't really show, you know, no team shows everything they have. So you kind of got to assume certain things and, you know, you prepare as well as you can. And I think we did that, but, you know, obviously, well, it was enough in the end, but it wasn't good enough.
Well, you guys had some turnovers, and then late in the third, fourth quarter, you're trying to fight back, and they had a TV shot, Sebastian, of Tom screaming at the offense on the sideline, trying to get guys up and get going. Is that something in those tight moments you've seen your quarterback do, try to get your team refocused for those final 15 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has done this for a long, long time now. And, you know, he lives for those moments. And once again, he pulled it out, or we pulled it out. And, you know, I mean, obviously, when it's a close game, you have, you know, maybe one or two possessions left, you got to, you can't afford any more mistakes, and you just got to pull it out somehow, and, you know, just make sure that everyone is on the same page and all, everyone is ready to go and concentrating on, you know, what comes next.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering is, you know, because it was a sloppy game, but then 4.5 minutes to go, you guys are down that final drive. Was it was there a message from Tom under center going into that with everything that happened before the game?
Well, I think everyone that's in the huddle knows what to do. I mean, we're all aware of the situation. We all know, you know, it's 4 minutes to go, it's 3 minutes, it doesn't really matter. You all know what you got to do, and, you know, you practice for those things, and, you know, you just listen to the play call, and, you know, you just got to make sure you're all there, you're concentrating, and you don't want to be that guy that messes it up.
When you're moving the ball as well as you guys did, and it doesn't result in points, the frustration level has to be high. How do you guys deal with that individually and as a team?
Well, me personally, like, in those moments, I don't think I get too frustrated, you know. I think that's more the next day when you look at your opportunities and you didn't capitalize on them. But I don't think you have the time and room for, you know, any really negative emotions during the game. You just want to, you know, move forward and fix what you didn't do well for the next drive, and then make sure you capitalize on those moments then.
You guys ran the ball pretty well yesterday, 158 yards on the ground. Steven Ridley started out. He had, you know, 9 carries, 46 yards early. Over 5 yards a clip, Sebastian. Then he goes out with the fumbles. Do you go say anything to your running back in a situation like that where he's having trouble holding on to the football, or do you just kind of let him and the coaching staff on the running back side of it, Ivan Fears, figure it out?
Yeah, I think every position group kind of stays with themselves. I mean, if you make a mistake, I mean, we're all professionals. We all know what we did wrong and what happened. And, you know, no one does it on purpose. So, I mean, there's no reason to, you know, get in his face and stuff, I'm sure. Any player that makes a mistake feels bad about it, and, you know, trying to figure out why it happened and moving on. And your coach, you know, he's there and to make corrections and, you know, tell you what happened. And I think we just leave it at that.
You know, given the way the game went yesterday, is it better for this team to have that quick turnaround to get back onto the field, or would you rather have a week to kind of prepare and kind of maybe correct some of those issues?
I don't know. I mean, we don't have a choice, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, I mean, playing New York, you know, I mean, you know, they always tell us, they always have something cooked up for us, and, you know, gotta prepare, you know, faster, I guess, to get this amount of work in. And, so yeah, definitely put stress on us, but also on them, you know, I mean, it is fair on both sides.
Have you even watched yesterday's film, or are you guys moving right on to the Jets with the short week?
I mean, we're here at the stadium now, so I'm sure we're gonna, you know, talk about it and watch some film, and then move on pretty quickly here.
Quick turnaround, home opener Thursday night against the Jets. Sebastian Vollmer joining us. Sebastian, thanks for your time today, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sebastian Vollmer.